This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We may learn more this morning about why the FBI searched former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. The AP's Donna Warder.
The Justice Department plans to release the document explaining the justification for the August 8th search. That document is expected to be heavily redacted, blacking out sensitive details of witnesses and the scope and direction of its investigation. When the FBI served the search warrant on Mar-a-Lago, agents removed 11 sets of classified documents, and some information was considered top secret. The document to be released is a sworn statement that the FBI submitted to a judge so it could obtain the warrant. Donna Warder, Washington.
In Ukraine, more shelling reported overnight in the area around the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. The International Atomic Energy Agency is expected to visit the plant next week after it was temporarily knocked offline. It's a dispute over COVID restrictions. First, Beijing suspended some flights by American carriers. Now the U.S. is suspending 26 flights by Chinese airlines. The AP's Mike Gracia.
The ruling Communist Party's zero COVID policy has become even more restrictive since August 7th, requiring airlines to suspend a flight if 4% of passengers on one flight test positive for COVID-19 upon arrival in China. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Four people have been killed in a shooting at an apartment complex in Tucson, Arizona. Among the victims, a Pima County constable who was serving an eviction notice at the complex at the time of the shooting. Additional details still unknown at the moment. More heavy rain and possible flooding in the forecast near the Gulf Coast states and the southeast, says the National Weather Service. And in New England and the northeast, there may be some strong, even severe thunderstorms today. This is AP News. Someone tried to jump the fence at the FBI office in Chicago. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Authorities say a person was detained after jumping a fence outside the FBI's Chicago field office and throwing rocks at the building. They say the person was turned over to the Chicago police to be taken to a hospital for evaluation. The incident comes at a time of concern about the safety of federal agents following the recent court-authorized search warrant the FBI served at former President Donald Trump's home. Recently, an armed man with an assault weapon was killed in a shootout after he tried to breach the FBI offices in Cincinnati. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Oklahoma executed a man yesterday for killing a 73-year-old man with a hammer in 1997. James Coddington got a lethal injection at the Oklahoma State Penitentiary in McAllister. After some final words, James Coddington flashed a thumbs up to his lawyer. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.